Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about the anxious yet very changeable brain. And I think this is really good news. I hope that you will feel the goodness of all of this. When we talk about the changeable brain, what we're talking about is that we used to believe that our brain was hardwired when we reached adulthood. And maybe you are young enough to not have had that belief, because science, since you've been around, was talking about the plasticity of the brain. But I was, you know, in that camp that by the time you reached adulthood, your brain was pretty much hardwired. And this is just not so. And so we're always learning something new every day, and science is unfolding things, and we have to be grateful for that because we can understand ourselves a little bit better. This understanding of the changeable brain or the neuroplasticity has given rise to many ways of being, of us being able to retrain the brain. Finding our way out of the anxiety wormhole requires a lot of new neural pathways. And while we're making those new ones, we have to be simultaneously letting go of the old ones that kept us stuck and in fear. And this is an incredible process that happens. And the brain actually uses the material of the old ones that are being broken down in building these new neural pathways. It's quite fascinating. The brain actually changes whether we are training it or not. This is important to know. So we can't just run on default, because the brain is going to change whether we are being aware and conscious of where it's going and training it or not. So we do well to be aware of what we are letting the brain adapt to with our experiences. And our experiences play a big part in how we are being able to keep the brain going in a direction of peace and calm, or if we're letting it go into stress and anxiety and overwhelm. We get to train it. So this is one of the reasons that I talk about mindfulness here a lot, because mindfulness is so powerful. When we're mindful, we are being conscious and aware of much more than we used to when we were just living in default. And we are paying attention, and we're doing it on purpose. So we're not going through our day, like I said, as the old default, just one foot in front of the other, not paying any attention, just doing everything by rote. We are being mindful and conscious and aware, and we can do it so much more if we put our minds to it, so to speak. And when we do this, we are assisting the brain in changing in the ways that we desire versus just letting it run amok. This reminds me of thinking about us and our mind, which is telling the brain what to do, right? It's telling it the thoughts, and we can control that mind by telling it, well, no, we're not going in that direction. It's like breaking a horse or riding a horse, rather, and just letting the horse take you wherever it's just running wild, and you're just out on the horse for the ride. But if you, the rider, can tell the horse and give it direction, tell it where you want it to go and give it direction, you can do that. And then you guys can get along great. But it takes time, right? It takes patience. You have to train the horse, just like we have to train the brain where we want it to go, where we want our mind to go. The brain and the mind interconnected, obviously, and our thoughts controlling so much of what the brain is doing. That's why mindfulness is so important, and all of the research that they have done with mindfulness and meditation and the brain, they can actually see it now with the scans and actually, you know, present to us in video, like this is what's going on, so that we are not just guessing or thinking that these monks are telling us a story about how they are changing their brains or their lives by doing their mindfulness or their meditation for all of those many, many hours and years. We can see it now. Science is proving it to us, and that's wonderful, and we'll keep unfolding all of that. There's much more to come, but right now we know that it is important for us to take the idea of how changeable our brain is and to use that to our advantage. What it reminds me of is thinking about the anxious thinking that you might have now. Your brain is set up now to think like that, to be like that, to feel like that because of where it has gone, because of the horse running wild or going places we didn't know. The rider didn't know how to break the horse or how to train it to go where the rider wanted it to go. But that same brain that got you into the anxious state can get you out of it because your brain is changeable. So there's so much to be excited about and hopeful for. You don't have to be thinking that what you're feeling and dealing with right now is going to be it forever. No, there's lots that can change. And interestingly enough, it's repetition and time that are the crucial elements in how our brain can change. So hearing me say the same things over and over again in different ways here on the show is not a mistake. Repetition is very important. I actually got an email earlier this evening that said, I appreciate that you say things over and over again because I forget. And I forget that I have to do those things. So we do forget because repetition is important in making change. And so is time. We don't just get the understanding intellectually and then we are complete and done. That isn't the case. We need to practice, we need repetition, and we need time. So again, this is why you hear me say things over and over again. It's okay. It's what I needed. I needed to read things in different ways from, you know, over and over again. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, one day light bulb goes off. And this is why you can have a sudden light bulb moment yourself after working on something for quite a while, or while you have a thought one day that you say, and this is going to happen to you. You're going to say, wait a minute, I can't remember the last time I had ruminating thoughts or a pounding heart or whatever your flavor of anxiety may be. It's going to happen, but it happens over time, and it happens so minutely that you may not even notice when it is done. When you are on the other side, you may have to look back someday and say, wait a minute, I don't remember the last time I had a panic attack. I don't remember the last time I suffered with high anxiety. Our brains can and do change, and we promote what direction we want the changes to go in. And it is our responsibility to make these changes ourselves. So let's talk about some ideas that you can try to put into your life to help your changeable brain go in the direction that you want it to go in. So I'm going to ask you to grab your journals to do this in, but because jotting it down will help you keep track of the following. First one is to take a look at your last 24 hours and see where you were being conscious and aware of what you were allowing into your life. It's very important that we see what we're allowing to come into our life through all of our senses. And jot those down. Just over the last 24 hours, what were you consciously aware of that you were allowing into your life? Maybe positive things and negative things, but just jot them down. It's good to see where you're at right now. The second one is to identify where you may have had some control over your thoughts, your environment, people around you, the media, etc. Identify where you have had some control over those things. And the third one is to make a list of what you're willing to do differently to make more optimal neural pathways. And these are for you. It's going to be different for you than somebody else. And so you want to make a list of what you're willing to do differently to make these new neural pathways versus letting everything happen to you by old habits. Again, we cannot continue on as we are and expect different results. We have to make the changes, and we can't make changes until we see what we're doing. And that's what this exercise is about. Just looking back over 24 hours. And when you do it now to look back, you'll be more consciously aware as you go forward. Oh, wait a minute. Do I want to let this in? Do I want to watch this violent movie? Is this good for my changeable brain? Are these the kind of neural pathways that I want to be making in my brain? And so try this where you're looking back first. It can be a great way to set up how you're going to be thinking about it in the future. Again, take a look at the last 24 hours and see where you were conscious and aware of what you were allowing in. And then identify where you had some control over, whether it was your own thoughts, your environment, the people in your environment, the media, etc. And then make a list of what you're willing to do differently for making more optimal neural pathways versus letting everything happen to you by default. It's really important. The message here is that we have to take the responsibility to make these changes. No one can do it for us. Medication can't do this for you. You can't farm this out to somebody else. No matter what kind of great help you're getting and how many wonderful people you have around you, coaching you, helping, propping you up, helping you through a difficult time, you have to do this. You have to be willing to make more optimal neural pathways. And we do that by paying attention to what we're letting in. I hope this has been helpful for you. I really appreciate you guys, and I appreciate that I get to be here and talk to you. And I love the emails that you send. So if you have something you'd like to mention or an idea you might have for the show, you can send it to anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. The brain is a far more open system than we ever imagined, and nature has gone very far to help us perceive and take in the world around us. It has given us a brain that survives in a changing world by changing itself. And that's from Norman Doidge. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.